This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, safer, healthier people.
In 2009, CDC reported the first known outbreak of salmonella in people due to contact with water frogs, especially African dwarf frogs. Hi, I'm Shauna Mattee, the lead investigator in the Salmonella typhimurium outbreak. Cases from more than 30 states have been identified since April 2009. This outbreak is primarily affecting young children. People can be infected with salmonella after touching any amphibian or reptile, like frogs, turtles, lizards, and geckos. Sources of salmonella also include habitats and anything else the animal contacts. Water from a frog aquarium should be considered contaminated. Children under 5, elderly persons, and those with weakened immune systems are at increased risk for serious infection and should avoid all contact with amphibians and reptiles and anything that comes in contact with them. Homes with these at-risk groups should not have amphibians or reptiles as pets. To help prevent salmonella infection, always wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water. Adults should help young children wash their hands. To reduce contamination, keep amphibians and reptiles out of kitchens and other areas where food and drink are prepared or served. Habitats should be carefully cleaned outside of the home, and children under 5 should not clean habitats. Use disposable gloves when cleaning, and do not discard aquarium water in sinks used for food preparation or for obtaining drinking water. Most people infected with salmonella develop diarrhea, fever, and abdominal cramps 12 to 72 hours after infection. If you think you have any of these symptoms of salmonella infection, contact your healthcare provider.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.